This is a very good day. This is a day when we move forward, when we rejoin the West, the rest of Western civilization that has gotten rid of this death penalty. This is a day when we know that we can, rather than wasting our funds on killing killers we've already caught and put in cages, and making it impossible for somebody who was wrongfully convicted to be spared, we can refocus our funds on catching the killers who are still on the street. In a city like Baltimore, where 2 out of 3 homicides can go unsolved in a given year, it's critical for us to be focused on catching the killers who are still on the street.
What do you say to murder victims' families who say this takes justice away from them? And murder victims' families are not unanimous on this issue, but there are those that oppose the repeal.
My cousin was killed in Columbia, Maryland, right before I took this job, just a few years ago. And when I sat down with our family to discuss this, our family is very clear that we were blessed that our cousin, our son, our grandson's killer was caught. And we want the same for all families. And we know the pain. Being a family that's rooted in West Baltimore, we know the pain in our community of killers going uncaught. And so we are very pleased that this profound waste of law enforcement dollars will be ended so that dollars can be focused on catching the killers who are still on the street.
What should the governor do with the 5 men already on death row? Should he, commute the sentence, do what Governor Ryan did in Illinois a few years back?
That's really a question for the courts. And we are sure, I think all of those men have filed, and the courts will have the first bite at the apple. We'll wait for the courts to sort that out.